14. Jesse and Molly in suit were back in Jesse's office after Blair Richmond left. Before she had, she'd spent some time talking to Molly at her desk. Molly said that she'd given Blair her phone number and told her to call if she needed anything. "I assume you're going to talk to Crow about him paying a call to those kids," Molly said. "Be practically criminal not to," Jesse said. "You think Crow might have something to do with Ben being in the wind?" Suit said. "In the wind, Suit?" Jesse said. "Seriously?" "I watch too many cop shows," he said. "What I think," Jesse said, "is that some do-gooding kids ended up way over their heads, with people even worse than they thought they were coming into this." "I saw that girl walk in," Molly said. "She could be one of my daughters, all on fire with saving the world."
"Like her mother," Jesse said.
Jesse had planned on paying a visit to Thomas Lawton, who had stopped returning his calls. Not calling first this time, just show up at his house and brace him on threatening Ben Gage, who had now disappeared. And ask about his private security chasing people off land that had been protected by his family for years, until he was in control of it. Molly once called Lawton the second biggest asshole in Paradise, Mass. When Jesse asked her why just the second, Molly said she just assumed there was a bigger one they all hadn't met yet. When Jesse was alone in his office, he reached into the drawer below his gun drawer and once again pulled out his baseball glove, the one he'd been wearing when his career had ended in Albuquerque, almost like it was a comforter. Cole had somehow found an exact replica of the glove and given it to him as a gift. But the one on his left hand now was the real thing. Sometimes it helped him clear his head and think. Neil O'Hara and Ben Gage, one the mayor, one the official head of the opposition, had been a part of the story from the start. So had Thomas Lawton, who'd started all the action in the first place when he'd decided to sell the land and brought Billy Singer and Ed Barone into it and into Paradise. Neil O'Hara had now died on that land. Ben Gage had gone missing after telling his girlfriend that he had come up with something that could change everything. Jesse snapped the ball into his glove. Now Crow kept wandering in and out of the story. He had been at the throw that night. He admitted to having seen Neil O'Hara's wife a few hours before. And, as it turned out, had come knocking on Ben Gage's door wanting to chat before that. Jesse put his glove and ball back in the drawer. It took him 2 phone calls to locate the address of Crow's Airbnb. It was on Grove Street, 3 blocks from where Ben Gage and Blair Richmond lived in the Lost District. Maybe something else that wasn't a coincidence. Time to go have another chat with the scary Native American man. Not necessarily going in peace. Jesse didn't really need to put the address in Waze. He did anyway, just so he could go straight to the right house. 18 Grove. Molly's car was out front when he got there.